Hey, it's Cheryl from Hushes.com. On Friday, Hillary Clinton stated that the Reagans did a lot for HIV and AIDS back in the 80s. She said, and I quote, "Because of both President and Mrs. Reagan, and particularly Mrs. Reagan, we started a national conversation when before nobody would talk about it, nobody wanted to do anything about it." And when I read that, I thought to myself, did Hillary Clinton have a brain fart? I was thinking of her timeline in my head. What was she doing in the 80s where she didn't realize that what she said was 100% wrong? Now, I was a kid at the time, and I remember, you know, that whole sex ed class, you know, you take when you're, what, 11, when you're in the sixth or seventh grade, you know, where they separate the girls and the boys and they talk about sex and if you have any questions and hygiene and stuff like that. And one of the topics that we did was AIDS. And it was extremely forward thinking back then. Why? Well, I grew up in the South. I was on a military base. There were no openly gay people anywhere in my neck of the woods. And the very idea that we were having this discussion was out of the norm. As a matter of fact, I had no idea what gay was. The only thing that I saw on television that was remotely gay, and this is before Will and Grace, right, was Three's Company, when the character Jack Tripper pretended to be gay. Think about that for a moment. There are no gay actors. There are no gay characters unless they are a caricature. There's really no information out there about gays or even lesbians for that matter. Nothing. Absolutely nothing out there. And when AIDS was out there percolating and gay men were dying in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Miami, all the large cities, the power to lead did absolutely nothing. And it was the Reagans who did absolutely nothing. If you check my timeline, I retweeted something from Chris, which he wrote last year on BuzzFeed, an article about how the Reagans did nothing when Rock Hudson needed to gain access to a military hospital in France. And he was their friend. He was out there campaigning for them, for Reagan to have a second term, and they turned their backs on him. I don't think people understand, especially individuals who were born in the 90s, I don't think they get that when AIDS came about, the people who were in charge basically said, it's God's will. This is killing gay men and only gay men. And it's God's way of getting rid of gay men because apparently they are flawed and shouldn't be around or anything like that. It was kind of a morality thing. Okay, this is happening. We're not going to spend any money on it. We're not going to talk about it. It wasn't even covered in the papers or on television. It was as if it wasn't happening, but it was happening. I highly suggest if you have an opportunity to read the book, and it was the first one that came out about this, really, And the Band Played On. And there's a movie, I think it's 1993, under the same title, And the Band Played On. At the very end of the movie, it plays a song and it shows you, and it's really good, it shows you everything up to that point that happened, the people who they finally did cover in the news and how various celebrities brought it to the fore. Michael Jackson helping out that kid whose name I don't remember. That was huge. Elizabeth Taylor, after Rock Hudson died, she was huge. Doris Day, and especially Princess Diana, when she went to Africa and saw those babies that were riddled with AIDS and picked up the baby and held it and kissed it, people lost their minds, you know? So it was a very different day. It was a very dark chapter because there were Americans, people who were dying, and the people who controlled the money to do the research, the people who could get the message out, the people who were in positions of power to help, did absolutely nothing. And that's something that we have to think about. Now, after watching And the Band Played On, it suddenly struck me. See, we have an election coming up. And Republicans and some people who have been trying to gaslight people of color into voting for them have always been hit with a roadblock. They've never been able to penetrate that wall. And the reason why they haven't been able to penetrate the wall is because many times when individuals who basically have a nice life, you know, you have clean water and clean air, you have food that's being inspected, you can go out in the middle of the street, no one's going to hit you or kill you. When you have basically a nice life, all right, people can tell you all kinds of crazy stuff so that you will vote for them. But when you're disenfranchised, when you are making decisions about your basic civil rights, your basic human rights, you're able to separate the pepper from the bullshit. And now that I think about it, where we are today, where we're arguing for a federal statute to make sure that gays, lesbians, bi, trans, queer, intersex people are treated and protected on a federal level, where gays and lesbians are able to marry, adopt children, to determine who their heirs are. Part of the reason why that happened isn't so much that we all thought, hey, gays and lesbians are just like us, but it has a lot to do with what happened in the 80s. Because there was a horrible disease that was afflicting a particular segment of the population, and we couldn't ignore it because it wasn't a gay disease. Everyone gets it. Women, children, everybody gets AIDS. It does not care. We had to educate the electorate about how gays and lesbians are just like everyone else. And our media, our movies reflected that. That's how we got Will and Grace. That's how we got Lawrence v. Texas and overturned the anti-sodomy laws. That's how we have gay marriage in Massachusetts and now all over these United States, or it soon will be. That's why we're allowing gays to adopt and treating gays and lesbians as full citizens, as it always should be. When something horrible happens and we're forced to educate the electorate, things happen. And I think what happened in the 80s is why we are where we are in 2016. So I'll put the links in to my Twitter feed, to the movie And the Band Played On, and watch it. Think about it. Think about it then, and think about it in terms of this election.